Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother James, NoParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, we just pulled up to a new town, got our camp set up for the night. I am walking. It's so nice and cool. It cooled off so nice. It was like 95 today. Today, I want to talk to you in my teaching audio. The greatest man ever and the great things we get to do. The greatest man ever and the great things we get to do. Yeah, let's talk about the man that Jesus said was the greatest man ever, John the Baptist. I'm working through verse by verse in Matthew. I just came across this in Matthew 11, kind of inspired me for this teaching. Matthew 11:11, Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist." Wow. What an endorsement by Christ, God in the flesh, to say that John the Baptist is the greatest man ever. I think that goes along with what Apostle Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 11. He says, "Imitate me as I imitate Christ." So I think we need to think about this great man, John the Baptist, and then think about imitating him. What a worthy thing that would be to imitate Christ and Paul and John the Baptist. So, in order to do this teaching, let's talk about what great things John did, why was he great, and then I want to encourage you, and I want to compare what we can do to be like John and what we are called to do to be a John type, to be a prophet type. Amen? We're not prophets today, but can we be a John type? Can we be a prophet type? Let's see. What did John do to be great per Jesus Christ? Well, John was called to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Isaiah 40 verse 3 tells us about that. He comes on the stage in the New Testament. He starts speaking for God, God speaking through him after a 400-year silence from Malachi. So John becomes this voice in the wilderness, making the way for the Lord and Christ's ministry. Well, we're not called to make a way for Messiah on earth in the flesh. He already came once. But aren't we not called to make a way for the Lord's truth via the gospel? Mark 16:15, Jesus said, "Go, preach the gospel." So we're called to make a way for the gospel to go out in the world for Christ and his glory. Amen? Amen. Another reason John was great and why we can be like that. John was a holy man. He lived out in the wilderness. He was not connected to the culture, the false religious world, Satan's system. John was a separate holy man. Read about that in Mark chapter 1, verse 4. Well, we saints today are called to be holy. That means set apart, like John was, and to not be connected to the world's ways. 1 Peter 1:15 calls us to be holy. Romans 12:2 calls us to not conform to the world. Be like John. Don't conform to the world. It's great to get yourself out in the wilderness, connected to the Word, the Spirit, the Father, and not this culture as much as possible. Amen? Amen. John was a prophet of God, proclaiming the Word and truth. Matthew 3:10 tells us that. John was a great prophet of God. Now, I want to be clear, we are not prophets today like they were then, getting new revelation, God speaking through us, but we, brothers and sisters, get to do a prophet-like job. Why would I say that? We get to proclaim God's word on and on all over the world. 2 Timothy 4:2 tells us, preach. Yeah, that's a public crier. We get to do that. It's a prophet-like job to preach the word of God. We get to prophesize the word of God today. What a glorious thing. Next point. John was a simple, rugged man out in the wilderness eating locusts and honey, wearing camel's hair. He wasn't living in comfort, living for his flesh, taking the easy life, was he? Matthew 11:7 tells us about this rugged John. Hey, we today are called to not live in our flesh, but to live in the Spirit to please God. Romans 8:8 says we can't please God in the flesh, right? So we should be living in the flesh and living for pleasure and comfort. We should be killing our flesh, right? Conforming to the image of Christ and someone like John. Next point. John was a preacher of righteousness and called men to repent. Matthew 3:3 and Matthew 3:8. You can read about John doing that. We today are commanded to be righteous, and we are told to repent and call people to repentance. Acts 2:38, Peter called them all to repent. And Ephesians 5:9 says one of the fruits of the Spirit is righteousness. We get Christ's perfect righteousness, but we get to walk in righteousness, what is right before God. What a glorious thing we get to do. That's a great thing we get to do. How about John, another point, called out hypocritical false teachers boldly to their face. Go read Matthew 3:7. You know what? We're commanded to contend for the faith once delivered, and we're also commanded to rebuke false teaching. Romans 16:17 says that, and go read the book of Jude. Earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. What a great thing we get to do. How about this one? This is one of my favorite ones. John's goal was to decrease so that Christ could increase. You read about that in John 3:30. Hey, you know what? We today, we're called to be holy, lowly, humble saints and magnify Christ with all that we are. Matthew 20, verse 27 tells us to be servants. Serve our master, right? John did it. We need to be ready to do it. That's a great thing that we can do. How about John stood for truth and called out sin? Yeah, that's not a popular thing today, and people will call you legalist and works-based. John called out sin. Matthew 14:4. He called out Herod for marrying his brother's wife while his brother was still alive. That was against Torah law. Hey, we're commanded to do the same thing. We're commanded to judge the body, 1 Corinthians 5, and those who claim Christ. And it says in 1 Timothy 5 to publicly rebuke those that are in sin. That's a great thing to do. John did it. We need to be doing it. How about the next thing? John was willing to die and did die for Christ, for the truth, even for one sin. Go read about Matthew 14:10. Again, he called out the king for his sinful marriage. John went to jail, got his head cut off. Hey, you know what? We saints today, we're called to die for Christ, and we're called to walk in perfection, which means maturity, and not walk in sin. Matthew 5:48 and Romans 6:8 talks about being dead in Christ. Our lives are dead, and we live now in Christ. That's just a few I came up with. Go ponder a few more. There's many other things we could discuss, but I hope you get the idea. We may never be as great as John the Baptist on this earth. Nope, I don't think, I know I'll never be as great as John the Baptist. But you know what? We can do great things in Christ if we're faithful, if we're obedient, and we can be John-like, we can be Paul-like, we can be Christ-like. We're commanded to be that, aren't we? We are. Jesus said this, John 14:12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." What a great promise. The greater work, yeah, they were doing sign miracles then because that was part of God establishing the New Testament body, verifying Christ's ministry, verifying the kingdom had come. But you know what the greatest work is? I always remind people of this. What's greater? Saying withered hand be made whole? Okay, you fix a hand for a while, and that guy might die and go to hell, and he had a good hand for another 40 years. Or preach the gospel. Hearts and lives are transformed and set on eternity, for eternity with the Father. What is a greater miracle? Partaking in the transformation of someone's life or seeing a hand made whole? Yeah, it's what is eternal. That hand is temporal and corruptible. The gospel and new life is eternal. So I hope you'll ponder this. The greatness of God, that great man, John the Baptist. And then I hope you see the great things we're called to do in Christ via the Word and the Spirit. Now, I will never be as great as John the Baptist. He had a special, special calling. That doesn't mean we can't do great things. And we shouldn't strive for greatness, holiness, full obedience, not churchianity, not the world. Last thing, Jesus also said this, Matthew 11:11. "Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, There have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. We talked about that, right? Right here. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. I just covered this in my verse-by-verse study. What this means, that the path to heaven is so narrow and heaven is so glorious, if we strive in Christ and we make it to heaven via endurance in our saving faith because of what Christ has done, that will be greater, that we made it into heaven and were there for all of eternity, than all the works John did while he was on earth, which are temporal, corruptible, but that which is in heaven is eternal and glorious and will never fade. Hey, go ponder that, saints. I hope you go ponder that. The great things we can do and just gaining the kingdom because of Christ and our faith in him and striving to the end. How great and glorious that will be. Strive on, saints. I'm here to help you. Strive on to be great for our King and his glory, because we serve a great and glorious God. Hey, I love you all. I hope that blessed you. Don'tperish.com teaching blog, verse by verse, sisters audio, sisters blog, street preaching videos, all types of resources, helping you in the faith, helping you to live a great life in Christ, helping you to conform to the great men like Jesus, God-man in the flesh, like Paul, like John the Baptist. You know, I couldn't carry their sandals around, but you know what? I want to strive to be like them. I want my life to mirror those great men of God, called by the Spirit of God, formed by the Spirit of God, formed by the Word of God, and walking blameless. Oh, when they fell, they had to repent. None of us are perfect this side of heaven except for our Messiah. But I want to strive to do great things for God, like John the Baptist. I hope that's your desire too. We're here to help you. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.